Country Life on Midlands 103. Brought to you by W. Orshaw, Burlington Business Park, Tullamore. Supplier of New Holland's tractors in the Midlands. WORshaw.ie.
Good evening and welcome to Country Life here on Midlands 103. It's MJ Cleary with you for the next hour, bringing you the latest from the Midlands and further afield from the worlds of agriculture, food and agribusiness. Wednesday, 13th of December, and pretty much 2 weeks roughly to Christmas, and we're on the run in now in December, no question about that. Thank you all for joining me. Not a bad week since I was speaking to you 7 days ago. The week doesn't look too bad for this time of the year. Temperatures from about 8 to 10 degrees with an amount of rain here and there, so we can't complain too much over the course of the next 7 days. Now, on the show this week and in a moment, the newly elected president of the IFA will join me, and as you have probably heard at this stage, it's local man Francie Gorman from County Laois. I'll be speaking to Francie in just a moment here on the programme. Very proud moment for Francie and his family, so congratulations and well done. Also this evening, a change has recently occurred regarding the reclamation of VAT for unregistered farmers, and it is a big one. As you know, VAT can be reclaimed on a host of agri-related items, but recently the revenue have changed how they interpret the rules. So feed bins, milk bulk tanks, automatic calf feeders, milking parlour equipment and automatic scrapers are now outside the scope of the refund. Of course, this refund is for farmers who are not registered for VAT, which the vast majority of farmers fall into that category. To find out what's behind this and how much it will cost farmers going forward, Martin Merrick from the Irish Farmers Journal will join me later to discuss. It's a time of the year where Christmas stockings are being filled, and something I like to feature each year at this time on the programme is what is a good and useful, that's the main one, a useful present for the farmer in your life. Martin Kennedy from online retailer AgriDirect will join me later to give an insight as to what is selling this year. Now, the end of each year is a dreaded time for all business owners, as getting paperwork together for your accountant is something that nobody likes and everybody leaves to the last minute. Well, IFAC accountants have come up with an app that will help you with this dreaded task. Philip O'Connor from the group will join me towards the end of the hour and explain what this is and how it can make your life easier. As always, text or WhatsApp the show on 083 3010 103. I also have a little prize I'm giving out this evening. Stay tuned. I am going to speak about that in just a moment. But first, he's a busy man. He's the man of the moment. So we're going to shoot over to him now. That is Francie Gorman, the newly elected president of the IFA. Francie, many thanks for joining me and congratulations.
Thanks very much, MJ.
So, as I said, president of the IFA, how does it sound, Francie? How does it feel?
I suppose it's a little bit more overwhelming today than it was probably for the last 3 months. But look, it's something I've thought about for the last probably 12 months, and particularly the last 4 months. So I have a clear idea in my head how I'm going to conduct my presidency, and I'm looking forward to it. And look, I'm very, very grateful, MJ, to the support I got in my own branch, my own county here in Laois, and particularly County Offaly and County Westmeath. You know, the support I got there was very, very encouraging, and indeed all around the country. I think I have a very strong mandate now on behalf of all farmers, even the counties in Munster that will say I didn't win, I still poll very strongly in them. So I believe that, you know, we'll be able to bring everybody behind me in the presidency and deliver for farmers.
Yeah, well, you had a gruelling last few months, kind of kicked off roughly at the ploughing, Francie, and you went through all your hustings, you're up and down the country. And obviously this is where the members of the IFA got to hear what your message was and what you were campaigning on. In a word, Francie, what was it you were saying to people up and down the country? What was your message for the presidency?
Well, I suppose there's two things I could say. Number one, we needed to be a lot more proactive about how we formulate a policy on behalf of farmers in the association. And then it was about how we communicate what we're doing in IFA, how we communicate what we're doing on farm to the wider general public, and to stand up in a stronger, prouder way about what we do as farmers, and rail against what we believe is unfair criticism of farmers, particularly around all things environment, and that the good things we're doing on farm we're not getting credit for.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think that's something that all farmers want to get behind on. Francie, I know you're busy. We're going to let you go quickly enough. The last thing I'm going to ask you this evening, Francie, is 2024 now is just around the corner. It's when your presidency starts. And obviously you've been campaigning for the last few months after winning the election. Something you want to get up and running quick now in 2024, something you're passionate about and something you think that needs to be done for farmers.
Well, I suppose you can only deal with the issues as they pop up. And the two most current issues that we have to deal with are all things environmental and about retaining or derogation. And then the new cap reform negotiations have already, discussions have already started with our current president, Tim Cullinan, and to make sure that we have a strong position that defending farmers' incomes on that cap, they're really going to be the two big things. And after that, then it's how you deal with everything that comes up on across your desk on a daily basis, that you deal with it in a strong, proactive way, keeping in mind, you know, farm income, I suppose, is always something that has to be there, either to the forefront or the back of your mind continually.
Yeah, well, the derogation is one of the big ones, no question about that. Francie, we're going to say many thanks. We're going to let you off. You're a busy man now. We'll be speaking to you plenty on the programme over the course of your presidency. Congratulations. Well done. Enjoy the break now over the next period of time. You're going to be a busy man come 1 January 2024, and we will speak to you soon.
Yeah, and look, thanks very much. And look, to yourselves, you're always very, very open to giving ourselves and IFA here a platform to put out what we're doing. And look, we do appreciate it very much. And thanks very much, MJ.
Very good. Many thanks, Francie. Francie Gorman there, the newly elected president of the IFA, local man, and a busy, busy couple of days now for Francie. Text from him there very late last night. I'd say he hasn't got a whole pile of sleep, and it's going to be the same again now for the next few days. Over 30,000 votes were cast in that, so it does go to show you the popularity and the amount of power the IFA has. It is a big, big organisation. It spreads the entire country. And some people might give out about farm bodies, but they're there and they're lobbying on behalf of farmers. And without them, things, all of them now, all of them together, not just the IFA, things would be more challenging for Irish agriculture. There's no question about that. Now, I said I was going to have something for you. Last week, I had a man on the programme, and he was from the Agricultural Consultants Association, Martin Sullivan. He writes in the Farming Independent each week. And the Agricultural Consultants Association, they bring out a handbook every year, and I have two copies to give away on the show to you, I should say, this evening. They retail in at €19, and if you don't win one this evening, I would advise you to go and spend a €19 on them, because they are an exceptional little book with a lot of information. It's called The Farmer's Handbook and Tax Guide, and it's broken down into a number of different parts. So you're talking farm subsidies is one part, farm planning is another part. There's another area, farm management data, farm buildings, all about TAMS and guide costs for building under TAMS. Then there's farming in the law. You have public liability, public roads. When does your insurance kick in? How much are you covered for, depending on your policy? You have trees, agricultural vehicles. A whole area, very interesting one, about third level courses and grants. Grants being the big one, depending on the income threshold. Another area about farming and the environment, forestry, farm business management, succession and estate planning. It really is endless. Taxation then is a huge one. And a really interesting one on the inside of the front cover, and that's your tax thresholds for yourself, your wife, single, widowed, married, all the different rates you can achieve from social welfare, from farm assist, old age pension. Literally everything is in these books. So if you want to win one, what you have to do is you have to text me in your name and your address, because it'll be posted out to you. And the question I'm going to ask you is, who has recently become the new president of the IFA? So if you're listening there, you would know, because he was just on speaking to us. So who has just become the president of the IFA? Text me your name and your address and the answer to 083 3010 103. You can WhatsApp me either. And it is for the 2024 Farmers Handbook and Tax Guide. And I'll announce those a little bit later. I'll give that a mention again as we progress in the programme. Now, also, just front cover of the Farmers Journal. This is a story that we ran with last week, and it's about the fallen animal row, and it is escalating. So there's no changes. TJ Matter from the IFA was on last week, and the knackeries are in a dispute over rendering costs. And they are still in that dispute. It has not changed over the course of the last number of days. And Minister McConlogh is saying that he is not getting involved in the standoff, but is advising knackeries to deliver fallen stock to Northern Ireland for rendering at their own expense. So realistically, I don't think that's going to happen. He's told farmers to apply for burial licences. So look, if you ring your knackery and your knackery is not open for business, apply to the DVO for a burial licence. If you can't get anyone to come out to your farm, Minister also said the department was not involved in the dispute and it was up to both parties to resolve their differences. So this isn't going anywhere for the time being. Obviously, it's a quiet time for knackeries, but if this spills over into the new year, then there's going to be a lot of trouble and a lot of issues with it. So it's one we'll keep an eye on here on the programme. Now, I'm going to shoot to a break and afterwards I am going to be speaking to Martin Merrick. Martin's from the Irish Farmers Journal, where he writes all about farm buildings every week. We're going to talk to him a little bit about buildings in 2023 and the issue of cost. But the main thing he's going to speak to us about is the significant changes in VAT reclamation for unregistered farmers. So there's been a big change in that in the last couple of weeks. So stay tuned, because this could affect you and it could cost you a lot of money. So we will be back in just a moment.
Country Life on Midlands 103, brought to you by W. Orshaw Burlington Business Park Tullamore, supplier of New Holland's tractors in the Midlands. WORshaw.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Country Life here on Midlands 103. Now we're moving on to the area of farm buildings. And we have Mayo man Martin Merrick on the line. And Martin, many thanks for taking my call this evening here on the programme.
MJ, thanks very much for having me on.
You're more than welcome, Martin. We're going to launch into farm buildings in a moment. But before we do, it's the first time I've had you here on the programme. Our listeners here would be well used to you writing on the Farmers Journal, I should say, on a weekly basis. You're a Mayo man. Martin, where exactly are you from and what type of farming are you doing at home?
I'm from Crossnine, County Mayo, North Mayo to be specific, MJ, and I'm operating a small suckler and sheep flock here alongside my mother and brother. So I'm well rehearsed in the dry stock industry.
Dry stock. Well, you're part of the world, Martin. I suppose no big surprise that that's the farming enterprise at home. You're right about farm buildings on the Farmers Journal on a weekly basis, and a big one, Martin, that came in last week. I'm not going to say it went under the radar, because look, you did cover it last week in the programme, and it has got an amount of media coverage is what I'd say, but I wanted to flag it here on the programme because I think this is a huge change, and it's about VAT reclamation for unregistered farmers. And I leave it to you, Martin, explain to us what exactly has happened.
So what's happening, Jay, really is, as you said, it's kind of unknown to farmers, and it's only recently raised its head because farmers have submitted VAT reclaims and have been refused them on certain items. So the five items we've seen so far that there's issues with are milk bulk tanks, meal bins, automatic calf feeders, slurry scrapers and milking equipment. So what's there for listeners that might know is there's a thing called a flat rate VAT scheme, which allows farmers that are unregistered for VAT to reclaim VAT on certain expenditure that's seen as necessary for their farming enterprise. That would include, with a constructing farm buildings, fencing, drains, and so on. What has happened now, MG, really, is that the revenue have said there isn't a change in the rules, but there is a change in the interpretation of the rules. So these five items that we've listed are no longer seen as what you would class as fixed items that could be reclaimed VAT on. And what that's really doing is it's pushing the price up by 23% immediately on these items. We say, I took, for example, a four-station automatic calf feeder, which has become really popular with both dairy farmers and dairy beef farmers. So that is at a price of 18,500 plus VAT. We add the VAT onto that, it brings me to €22,750, which, you know, it increases massively for these farmers. There's over €4,500 worth of VAT there. What's happened, farmers, now is that they have made these purchases on the thought that they're going to get this VAT back. They put in for the reclaim and they're simply being refused on it. And it's money that they really banked on. Like, I talked to a farmer there that had installed a slurry scraper back in 2021, put in his VAT reclaim there recently and was refused it. And he was banking on that money to, pay quite a high tax bill he was facing this year.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Martin. It's the one area where farmers kind of see as almost a little bit of a saving scheme. Look, they're going to spend money on something, but you know you can reclaim the VAT on it. And as you say, it'll be there for a tax bill or it'll be there for something at the end of the year, paying a merchant or whatever the case may be. The question that comes to mind is why, Martin? Why has this changed over the course of a couple of weeks?
Your guess is as good as mine, MJ. Like, it really boggles the mind. If you're looking at, shall we say, the likes of meal bin, which they see as no longer VAT reclaimable for these farmers that are unregistered, you know, that needs planning permission or a letter of exemption for you to install it. It's bolted into a 3x3 metre concrete base. You know, all these items, while they mightn't be set in concrete, they're physically bolted into concrete. And I think the issue what revenue see is that these items can be removed and be sold on. But like that could be said for anything, MJ. It could be said for a farm shed itself. Like we say, you can take down a shed, unbolt it from the ground. These are all bolted onto pads of concrete anymore instead of second concrete, and sell it. So that seems to be kind of the angle that revenue are taking on it, that these items are no longer fixed and can be sold on secondhand.
And do we think this is going to stay, Martin, or obviously farm bodies and farm organisations are going to start lobbying in relation to it? I wonder, will there be a change in it? And obviously you don't know the answer to that, just a prediction. It's hard sometimes to get the revenue to change their mind on something, but no doubt there's going to be a bit of a kerfuffle over this, and a drum is going to be beaten going forward.
Yeah, look, MJ, we've highlighted the issue and several of the lobbying organisations have highlighted it as well. Our news reporter, Anne O'Donoghue, put it to the Minister for Agriculture, Teddy McGonlow, today, and he has said that he's engaging with Revenue and he's offering them the technical assistance. And he said, while it's a matter of them, that he's keen to offer assistance in any way that is helpful. So we would be hopeful that there be a reversal on at least some of these items that are seen as essential for farmers. But as regards, well, can we see a total reversal? It's very hard to know, MJ.
Yeah, very hard to know. It's something, look, we'll keep an eye on, Martin, but it's a big deal. There's no question about it. When I have you, Martin, I often read your articles on a weekly basis and always with interest. I saw a couple of weeks back you did a piece on VR or virtual reality in relation to building a cattle shed. This was something I thought was very, very interesting. Can you expand on that for a moment, Martin? What was that about?
Yeah, so a company called Timor Engineering, they're based just inside the border there in Enniskillen. They're debuting their VR system at the Royal Ulster Fair there tomorrow, actually, happening. What that's basically allowing farmers to do is that, we say, if you give them a specification that you want to, we say, have a 5A cubicle shed with 80 cubicles in it and such, they can design the cubicle shed for you with their own products in it, we say, the Timor barriers, the cubicles and such, and they'll design it, and you can actually physically put on this VR set and walk around the shed as if you're walking around an actual shed itself. You know, it's fantastic piece of technology, and it'll really allow farmers to we'll say, plan out and change things before actually any concrete or anything is gone in place for them.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, Martin, that you, look, people talk about technology and they say, do we need this, do we need that? But something like that, it's really user-friendly, and it's something that's going to benefit people on the ground. It's going to benefit farmers in their businesses, and it's one you really have to give the thumbs up to and say, yeah, this is excellent.
There's nothing worse than, yeah, like we all know that farm building costs have spiraled in the last couple of years, and there'd be nothing worse than actually, we say, designing out your shed and building it and thinking then after as well, I wish I changed it, or I wish I'd done this differently. This is giving that farmers that bit more of an opportunity to see what exactly their shed is going to look like and make any changes before any of those things happen.
And talking about costs, Martin, as you said, last 2 years, spiral is the only word for it. You're following this on a weekly basis. 2023, what would you have said on a grand scale? Were farmers still building? Have they scaled back? Are there little jobs going on? Are the big ones kind of set and stalled a little bit? What would be your impetus on it?
Possibly a slowdown for a number of reasons, MJ. First off, the weather didn't really play ball this year. You know, we had very little chances for farmers to, even during the summer, to dig out, say, tanks and such for slat of tanks. Cost is still a major issue. We saw this year as well that dairy farmers didn't have as profitable a year as they did last year. Maybe last year they might have been, like we said, trying to reduce down the tax bill, increase their slurry storage, whatever. That cash flow just wasn't there this year. So that's possibly had a slowdown effect on it as well. And finally then, TAMS 3, that whole debacle there, we say the slowness of getting approval letters out to farmers. We've only just heard there this morning now that farmers are going to be receiving their approval letters from now on, starting out with the Solar Capital Investment Scheme, and after the Christmas then all the various other schemes within TAMS 3, farmers are going to be expecting their approval letters throughout January, February and March.
Yeah, it's been a real debacle, that's the only word for it. Martin, many thanks. Look, round up there on a few different areas. I have to say, very, very good. We will say Happy Christmas to you, Martin. Won't be speaking to you again before the big day, but we'll talk to you again in 2024 on other farm building related matters. Many thanks for joining me here on the programme.
MJ, thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas to you as well and all your listeners.
Martin Merrick there from the Irish Farmers Journal, and that's the news, folks. So if you have or are thinking of buying a bulk tank, meal bin, automatic calf feeder, automatic scraper or milking parlour equipment, so that's not as definitive. The VAT cannot be reclaimed on that. I think that's a disgrace, to be honest with you, and it's going to really stop farmers from investing. The VAT reclamation for the unregistered farmer is a big, big one, and it's why farmers do spend on certain things. They know they can get the VAT back on it. It's all going back into the system again. There's no farmers putting this in a savings account. It's going back in to pay co-ops or merchants or whatever the case may be. It's ridiculous taking that out of the system. And the fact that they're saying automatic calf feeders and automatic scrapers can be removed, this is why this rule has changed, that these items can be removed from a farmyard. Like, yes, but as Martin said, anything can be removed from a farmyard. You could remove a shed if you wanted. Most of the time, as Martin said, they're bolted to the ground. They could be removed and they could go somewhere else. So are the department, or are the revenue, I should say, going to start stopping VAT refunds on fixed items such as that? I just have to scratch my head on that. So be wary of it. And if you are planning that, take into account that VAT won't be and can't be reclaimed that for the time being. Fingers crossed that does change and that Minister McConlogue engages with the revenue on that. Now, just before we go to a break, I said I have a couple of gifts for you this evening, a couple of prizes. I have two copies of the 2024 Farmer's Handbook and Tax Guide. Has a lot of good information if you're involved in agriculture. All you have to do is text me in your name, your address and the name of the local man who has just won the IFA presidential race. So name, address and the name of the man who's just become the new IFA president. Pop that into me on 083 3010 103 and I will be reading out the winners of that at the end of the programme. Now, after the break, I'm going to talk to Martin Kennedy from AgriDirect all about Christmas presents and what to buy the farmer in your family. And I'm all about useful presents. Nobody wants tat that they're going to throw out. Money is too scarce, too hard to come by. So useful presents that will benefit the farmer in your life. Martin Kennedy from AgriDirect is going to speak about that in just a moment, so stay tuned.
Country Life on Midlands 103, brought to you by W. Orshaw Burlington Business Park Tullamore, supplier of New Holland tractors in the Midlands, worshaw.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Country Life here on Midlands 103. Now we are moving on to Christmas gifts for the farmer in your life. And we have a man who is heavily involved in agri sales. That's Martin Kennedy from the website agridirect.ie. Martin, many thanks for taking my call this evening.
MJ, how's things? Thanks for calling.
You're more than welcome, Martin. You're a regular feature at this time of the year. I think I spoke to you first about 6 or 7 years ago about Christmas gifts. So we do a piece with you most years here on the programme. AgriDirect.ie, I have the website here up in front of me and there is lots and lots available for the farmer in your life. But I suppose, Martin, we'll talk about gifts in a moment. Just the business here, I'm looking at it, I'm looking at the website, I'm looking at the quantity of stuff you have on it. Takes a lot to keep all this going. How is the running of it and how's the business going for you?
Look, at MJ, I suppose we've been on the go a long time and we started in e-commerce in about 2012 and we started building our agri site at that stage. And I suppose it has grown very steadily over the last 11 or 12 years and it's got busier and busier. We have a big team there at the moment working in the background, putting products up on site, looking for new products, making sure the orders are packed and get out as fast as possible. So we try to get orders out to our customers as fast as possible because we know when they are looking for dosing or for products on farm, they want them as quick as they can.
Yeah,
well, and that's a huge focus of us. So, but we have a good, strong team there and they're very focused on providing as good a service possible to farmers.
Well, as you say, time is money now, Martin, especially beef farmers, sheep farmers, vast majority all part-time. If they want dosing, they want it in order, they need it the next day or the day after. And I remember you speaking about that before. That's kind of your modus operandi and that's why people go back to you. You're running a physical business as well. You're up in the northern part of the world, a little bit away from us here in Leashoffley, Westmead. But you have staff doing all of this. But to keep it all going, Martin, to keep all these balls in the air, to keep all these products out to people, not simple. And you have to really be on your A game.
Yeah, look, you're right, MJ. No different to any business. You have to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the market. We're very lucky. We have a very good team, and that's very, very important. You know, and they're all very focused on the end goal. And the end goal is customer satisfaction and providing as good a service as possible. And from a farming point of view, I farm myself. And I know when you're working during the week and farming at the weekends and you have work to be done and you're putting an order in maybe on a Tuesday night after work, you're expecting to have it out there at the weekend when you're available to do the work and when you have help in that. So that's very important to us. And having people who actually understand the market and understand what our customer wants as well. But there, we also have people there looking to see what new products are coming out all the time, because the agri market is changing very, very fast. There's new products coming on all the time, and also looking to make sure that we're as competitive as possible on products.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. A lot of competition. And now we're talking about Christmas gifts, Martin, and I see on the website you have the Farmer's Christmas Combo Gift Set. And I'm looking at it here in front of me. You have a woolly hat with a light in it. People will be well familiar with those now. Pair of wellies, you have a pen knife, you have a pair of nice warm long socks, you have a little beeper for testing electric fences. I actually have one of these. They're a great, nifty little product. You have a wire twister for rolling up wire, and then you also have a little LED light. Really neat little bundle there, and I'd say that's going well for you.
Yeah, it's going well, and I suppose this time of year people are always looking for those last minute gifts, and it's not always easy to buy for the farmer and the household, but some of them gift sets are very, very popular. There's another little product we brought on, was really, really good. It was a boundary blade this year, and for Christmas we actually, it's a red one, and we brought in a pink one, so you have a his and hers boundary blade for Christmas as well. Your wellies is always a great last minute gift. Your head torches are always great stocking fillers as well, you know. So, but we have a good range of products there, and we have a lot of them coming in. People looking for them this week because our last orders for shipping is Friday. Now we will endeavour to get orders out after that as well, but at least for guaranteed orders out, it is Friday evening. So, but we also provide gift vouchers then. So anyone who's running last minute, we can do gift vouchers online, and that's always a very handy last minute gift as well.
You have a pair of Polyboot Ranger boots. They're coming in at €99. These are a serious looking pair of high level Wellington slash kind of tillage boots, is what I'd say. I'm guessing once someone buys a pair of these, they don't go backwards.
They don't, and they're a neoprene boot, so they're very, very comfortable. Only come out newer to the market. And I find when people are looking for footwear, they're wearing them all the time. They'd rather go with something that's a little bit more high end, and something that's actually going to last. And it has been a really successful product for us this year.
It's funny you say that, Martin, because I was talking to a dairy farmer back a few weeks ago, and he said he was going through a pair of Wellingtons every 3 months. He said back in the day, you go in, you change into short boots if you were doing maybe tillage work or field work, you come back in, change the wellies. And now everyone's so busy, you just leave the one pair on all the time, you wear them until you wear them out and you go again. And it's indicative of what you're saying there. It just is, people are so busy now, they don't have time
to do, and comfort is very, very important. And I find some of the newer brands coming to the market, like Bikina and Swampmaster Wellies, are actually outdoing some of the older brands, traditional brands that are there, and the quality of them and the more comfort is an awful lot higher. And another thing we brought in there for farmers who have problems is standing in the milking parlour, who have a problem with cold feet, we have a thermal welly there in the Bikina range as well, which is actually quite popular.
I see that as well, and you did mention it, your head torch. It's just a great little gift. It's a super spot, and it's coming in at €49.99, €50. And again, if a farmer doesn't have one of these, I only got one of these a couple of years ago, and they're actually a really safe product. They're a life-changing product, because at night time you have both your hands, and you could end up saving yourself from a fall or saving yourself outside, and for a small amount of money they do make your life a lot easier.
Yeah, and you're hitting something there, MJ, as well. Safety has got to be a big, big part of people's focus around the farm. And, you know, it's something that everyone has to be very conscious of, especially this time of year.
Just moving away from the Christmas gifts for a moment, Martin, before I let you go, 2023, how have you found it from an agri-sales perspective? Was it a good year? Like, farm incomes are down. We didn't have as much income in dairy as before, as the previous year. Beef, kind of the same. Have you found the sales on the website up, down or indifferent?
Well, we have found our business has grown in 2023. We've worked really hard at it, but it has been a challenging year. And I understand that farm incomes have being cut back, especially in the dairy sector in 2023. We've seen a bit of a change now in the last year or two at milk prices, and hopefully 2024 I think there'll be a lot more positive going in January 2024. Even in the beef and sheep, look, it's been challenging. Prices aren't really where they need to be. But from our point of view, we just have to try and remain as competitive as possible and provide the range of products that people are actually looking for. At the end of the day, there's still a certain amount of stuff that has to be done on the farm, and a certain amount of inputs that has to be taken in, and I suppose we just have to beyond the ball and see what's new out there. But yes, it has been, even though it's been a challenging year, we've been very happy with how it's turned out at the end.
Very good. Well, we say many thanks for joining you, Martin, here, for joining me, I should say, here on the programme. A good roundup there of what's available on agridirect.ie. Wish you well for the Christmas, Martin, and Happy New Year. Many thanks for speaking to me.
And thanks very much for having me on, MJ.
Martin Kennedy there from agridirect.ie. And my one thing about gifts at Christmas, I said it beforehand, is if you're buying something for someone, be it the farmer in your life or whoever, make sure it is useful and it's not going to end up in the bin, because waste is terrible. And at this time of the year, there is an awful lot of waste. So logging on online and maybe getting a few hints from the farmer in your life as to what they want. I always think a great one's a penknife, a good quality penknife that has, the big one with a penknife is make sure there is a little lock mechanism on it, that it doesn't close back on your finger, and they're usually a little bit more expensive. They're a nice, neat little gift, and a farmer and a knife is just something that is necessary. Also, a good pair of gloves, waterproof gloves. You might have heard me talking about gloves here in the programme. I have an endless fight with gloves. I get a pair and I'll end up ripping them or something will happen to them. Very hard to get a pair that stand up to farm work, but again, something farmers want. And that little force field beeper, I see it on agridirect.ie, that's very inexpensive. It's a really handy little electric fence tester. You just pop it in on your key ring or in on your set of keys, it's in your pocket, or you could even put it in on the end of your knife. And as you walk around in, it just beeps, gives you a little beep to tell you your electric fence is working, and it saves you from having to carry around the old school electric fence tester with the probe and the lights. It's a real neat little one. Now, that's the roundup of gifts. So after the break, we're going to be talking to Philip O'Connor from IFAC. He's going to be talking all about paperwork and something which IFAC have brought out which may make your life easier in relation to the dreaded task of paperwork, gathering up invoices and receipts for your accountant at the end of the year. So stay tuned for that. We'll be speaking to Philip in just a moment.
Country Life on Midlands 103. Brought to you by W. Orshaw, Burlington Business Park, Tullamore. Supplier of New Holland's tractors in the Midlands. WOrshaw.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Country Life here on Midlands 103. And we're moving on to the area of accounts and how your life can be made a little bit easier. It's something that all farmers dread, and nobody knows that better than Philip O'Connor from IFAC. Philip, many thanks for taking my call this evening.
Thank you very much, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Look, you're involved with IFAC, Philip. You worked working in the accountancy area. Obviously, farmers, they're your bread and butter, Philip, but you must be tearing your hair out with them at certain times of the year when you're trying to get data and statements and invoices and bank statements off them. It can be a nightmare, and I'm one myself, and I know how you put paperwork on the long finger, but it can be a nightmare.
Yeah, we have an extensive bookkeeping service that call out to farmers to collect the data and keep it up to date. But even then, like, it's work. Somebody has to get the statements and sort them and make sure they're all right, and then physically type them into an accountancy program, like, you know what I mean. So there's quite a lot of work and time and effort just to get data into a system. And you sometimes find you spend a lot of time getting data ready rather than actually analysing the data and what it's telling you.
Hmm. And this is what you're speaking about to us now. So something that is going to make that task a little bit easier. Explain to us. What is it, Philip?
Yeah, so we're the first accountancy firm from supplying bookkeeping, I suppose, to farmers. That we now have a system. It's a little app that we're pushing out to our clients that allows them to sign up on the app and link their bank account directly to our bookkeeping system. So therefore, the data will flow into the bookkeeping system automatically without us having to get bank statements and so forth. And that will just make it much easier for us and for the farmer to have their data in their bookkeeping system up to date. So literally it will be picking up transactions daily. And therefore that we'll be able to spend more time looking at the data and analysing data and actually giving information back to the farmers of what's happening on their farm finances, rather than spending an awful lot of time going, where's that statement gone, or we're missing a statement, or we're missing a checkbook. And you know the scenario, you spend a lot of time looking for data, looking for information, rather than, and where you really want to be spending time in any set of accounts is what is it telling you, rather than chasing this and chasing that.
Yeah, as you say, looking for info as opposed to analysing is what you want to be at. It's a very, very good point. From this one then, Philip, this app that'll be set up on your phone, I suppose what comes to mind is GDPR safety. Is my data going to be safe? Is anyone going to be able to see my accounts? Could people get into it? That's probably the big one. I'm not the first to say that to you. I'm sure that's crossed your path before this. What's the answer to that, Philip?
Well, look, like anything to do with, we all have online systems and that. So there's quite a robust, obviously, checking procedure. So while we would love to be able to do this ourselves directly for a client, the client just rings and says, can I have it? It doesn't work that way. So the farmer has to log on to the app. There's some GDPR issues and certain scenarios they have to do and then link it to their online system. But once they've got over those couple of little hurdles to make sure that they've given express permission, we've all got access to the accounts they want to get access to, obviously, because people have different accounts. The system then works seamlessly. But like anything else, there is certain, while it would be wonderful for us just to press a button and it all works, there is a level of checking and procedures that have got through to get it up and running. But once it's up and running, it runs itself. It's not something that the farmer has to go in every week, every month, or anything like that. Once they've done it, it's up and running. And it's no different than setting up any app, if you know what I mean, whether it be your online banking or ESB online, there is a certain amount of things you have to do. But once it's up and running, it stays running.
And the other side of it then, Philip, look, it's going to make life easier for people. That's what people want. Getting it up and running. Some farmers are tech savvy, some are not. So getting it actually up and running on the phone, is that something that the IFAC representative can give a hand with just on day one, and then thereafter, then it'll run itself?
Yes, we are. We're doing, so farmers can contact local offices. The app is very straightforward. And it is relatively straightforward. We'll be training our bookkeepers as well on how to get clients up and running on it. And once, as I said, the real beauty of it, because we often have ways of uploading data up onto accounts and software. And a lot of it is you have to manually bring in the data all the time. So you're always doing it. Whereas the direct feed, I suppose, what the kind of colloquial term you call it, I mean, once you get it up and running, the once it's up and running, if you know what I mean. Obviously, the app then allows a farmer at any time, if they so wish, to stop it. So the farmer has complete control over the data. We, as our accountants, obviously, we don't share data with anybody without express permission for the client. So the data is solely used for the farmer to do his accounts. It's not available to anybody else outside the organisation. As I say, that's always been our line. Any data we hold from a farmer, it's never sent anywhere without their express permission.
Yeah, sounds good, Philip. I have to say, anything that's going to make life that little bit easier for both yourselves and for the farmer is going to be beneficial, and that's what we are always interested in. While I have you, Philip, 2023, we're coming to the end of it. The Chagas income surveys were in back a few weeks ago. We've seen income down on dairy farms, tillage farms. How would you describe the mood with your clients, with the different farming areas that you have in IFAC for 2023?
Tough year, there's no two ways about it. For a lot of farmers, cash flow has been tight this year in the given year, and with mid-price dropping, tillage prices dropped significantly, and the weather didn't suit any particular type of farming this year, to be honest. Tillage prices got an awful hammering with weather, with sowing and particularly at harvest time. So yeah, so cash flow has been tight this year, because costs never really dropped. We'll all see that anyways, even going out to do shopping. So costs never dropped. So for the vast majority of farmers out there, the cost base remained high on par with 22. But their income dropped, the price of milk dropped, the price of crops dropped in the field. So that margin or that profit went directly to the bottom of the line, as they say. So in other words, their cost stayed the same, their income dropped. So they took the full brunt of the drop in milk price or tillage prices on their profits, if you know what I mean. So yeah, a very, very different year to 22.
Yeah, and tax bills then being paid for 2022 out of a tough year in 2023. Now, I know, again, with the likes of yourselves, you have budgeted for that and people are aware of the tax amount well in advance. But still, tough to get these bills paid in a tighter cash flow year.
It is, and we're doing a lot of work with farmers now, budgeting particularly into the spring. We'd always budget into the full 24, but we're spending a lot of time really focusing on the spring period for a lot of farmers. Well, milk price was actually it was interesting if you were talking to yesterday, I'd probably been a bit less optimistic, but it was nice to see, I think Lakeland's come out, one or two other clubs come out. At least there's a bit of positivity coming back into the dairy sector. But spring is going to be tough for farmers if you have any cash flow point of view. Like, I mean, if milk price doesn't continue to rise, so I'd say that we do need costs to come back. Like, I mean, the price of feed is coming back. And I suppose really what it's going to come down to over the next 3 or 4 months, how quick do those feed and fertilizer prices come back versus the rising on commodity price, particularly milk and crops? And will one fall and the other rise to bring back a positive margin back into industry? If you were to do the figures today, as in this particular month, most farmers are operating at a loss.
Mm. Yeah, as you say, Philip, I suppose the thing with beef and sheep farmers and other sectors used to operate with very little margin or very little income. Dairy farmers, not so much over the course of the last couple of years. And that's kind of the difference, I suppose. But on that, Philip, I'm going to have to say many thanks for joining me. Very interested in seeing this app up and running. And I'll say many thanks for speaking to me and happy Christmas.
Cheers, happy Christmas to you, PJ. And thanks, Mary Jane, thanks for having me on.
Philip Connor there from IFAC, and we are just at the end of the programme, and I want to thank all my guests this evening. But before I do, I want to announce the winners of the Farming Handbooks, and the Farming Handbooks go to County Westmeath, Paddy Wallace, Bal Garrett, Rat Cronin, Mullingar, County Westmeath, and go to County Leash, Helen Sherman, Donamore, County Leash. So they will be winging their way to you in the next day or so. A lot of texts in there and many thanks. Also, somebody was wondering where you get the little testing beeper for the electric fences. So that was agridirect.ie. Finally, actually, just a thought crossed my mind as Philip was talking about 2023 being a challenging year. I can't say the word here on air, but I was talking to a farmer the other day and he said it was a right of a year, and I'm sure you can guess what he was saying. And really, 2023 was one where we are as well, get to the end of the year and start off 2024. It was a tough, tough, tough year, no question about it. And now that is it for this evening. Thanks to Philip O'Connor from IFAC, Martin Kennedy from AgriDirect, Martin Merrick from the Irish Farmers Journal, and our new IFA president, Francie Gorman. That was the answer to the question for the book. Now, the show is repeated Sunday morning at 7 a.m. until 8 a.m. I will be back with you this time next week for the last programme of 2023. What a quick year. And I will look forward to speaking to you then. You can hear us at your leisure wherever you get your podcast. Type in MJ space Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y will pop up. And I will speak to you in 7 days' time. Good night and God bless.
Country Life on Midlands 103. Brought to you by W. Orshaw, Burlington Business Park, Tullamore. Supplier of New Holland's tractors in the Midlands. WOrshaw.ie.